Good morning and welcome to the post-Christmas edition of the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands here on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. Hope you had a terrific day yesterday. I'm Gary David. Coming up this morning, we'll be talking to Larry Harris from Classic Systems. He'll join us in about 20 minutes or so. We'll talk about the Purier systems and something else that Larry does. It is vital that your home and yourselves are protected from, and that's mold. We'll talk about mold remediation in the home or the business, for that matter. And Janine Curry will be by from Property Loss Management. Hopefully you haven't suffered any real property loss recently or ever will. But if you do, why her company is so vital to making sure you get what you're owed by the insurance company. And by the way, we are into fire season right now. This is, and we'll talk about this too, this time of the year. The Christmas tree, all the gifts are gone out from under it, but don't forget to keep it properly watered until you take it down. Big, big problem right there. We see more home fires this time of the year than any other. So we'll talk about that with Janine as well. But we first welcome in Michael Nicholson, the co-owner of the Moving Squad. I guess it's not too late to say Merry Christmas, is it?
No, sir, it's not. Good moving, good morning, good Merry Christmas, sir.
How are you, brother?
Blessed and special. Blessed and special. That's all I can say.
That's all we can all say. Hopefully. If you can't, we need to work on that a little bit. But let me not make any statements right now. That's all that. You guys are, you got crews running today, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes,
day
sir.
After Christmas. It never stops, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That ain't a bad thing for you.
I mean, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. Just goes to show, you know, doing good work pays off. It you know, work gets around.
Yeah, it does. You guys were in here a week or two back. Somebody who used to work for us here left the office full of stuff, so much that he had to call the moving squad to come in and get it all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A good 7 hours of packing.
Was it that much?
Yeah, it was kind of one of those kind of comical ones we have where, it takes us 7 hours to pack you, but the move took about 2.5 hours. So
I get to, I travel light in this business. You don't ever know, man.
There was a lot. I mean, it was a little 10x10 room. It had two desks, a couple display cases. It was packed in there.
Yeah, a dear friend of mine who left the company earlier this year and left a lot behind to be picked up. So yeah, you guys, you got your pulse right there. You know, we like to talk to you every couple of weeks, and not only about tips on moving and all, but you know, you're right there. You see what in this pandemic year of 2020, and thank goodness we're almost out of this year at least. Be a while before we're out of this thing. But were you, in looking back on the year, any surprises? I mean, was it about what you expected? Was it more? Was it less?
Well, I will say the year started off just kind of slow, steady. Especially, around March when all that happened. And then normally, you know, we have our jumps in May and April. April, May, my bad.
Either
one. I was a dyslexic kid. But anyway. And then, midway through July, it went back to normal. Running, 100 plus jobs a week. And I will say, the slow steady we had at the beginning of the year has certainly been offset because, I mean, we're not over 100, but, we're still in the upper 60s every week. And that's been steady all the way through.
Is that unusual for this time of the year?
Yes. Yes, it is. Usually you're at about 45 to 55, but you have a lot of commercial sprinkled in there. So while you might not have as many jobs, those commercial jobs still take, in a day or two or three.
So I get the home moves because, I mean, again, we've talked about this. You put a house on the market, it's gone like that.
Oh, yes.
And credit the incredibly low interest rates. For that, why so many commercial jobs?
Well, to be honest, you've got people. I did one this past week that they were consolidating three offices down into one. Mm-hmm. So they came off of two spots from Gervais and they moved over to Maine.
Is that a trend you're seeing? I'm just curious because with
it's been about a 50-50. With people consolidating and then also people taking advantage of those storefronts that. Say you used to go for 10 a month and now going for 6 a month because they're looking for somebody to get in there and they're taking advantage of it.
Yeah, I wonder with – and again, you make it sound like everybody's working from home, which is not the case. There are so many jobs out there where people cannot do that.
Yes.
But there is – I mean, you wonder how long that trend's going to go on. and how it's going to impact the commercial real estate market.
I would say to one point it will impact it on one side, but then another side it's gonna help it on the other side, because you still have to fulfill orders, and so now you're having to fulfill more through a virtual space versus through a customer, you know, on site space. And so while the front office might shrink in size, you know, the back of the office is gonna have to get bigger. And then of course you've got all your security features. You have to add 4 people working from home. You know, the things that they're gonna have to do. I was excited, you know, with a lot of that happening. I guess, you know, the companies are putting fiber in the neighborhood, so woohoo.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a great thing. But, you know, I guess it all kind of offsets each other. You know, if one side goes down, the other side's going to go up.
So what are you hearing? Because, I mean, you network a lot, and you're in groups and talking to, in particular, I want to talk about small businesses. And the impact this has had on them. I mean, what are you hearing from the people that you're affiliated with?
Well, a lot of us have found new ways to do stuff. You know, the ways that we used to do them 2 years ago, you can't survive doing business that way anymore. And so we've had to make adjustments. And a lot of us have banded together to help each other out. You know, my Christmas shopping is certainly different this year than it had been in past years.
I was wondering.
You know, all of the, you know, small business people that we work around with, we've found ways to use their products as our Christmas gifts for the families and extended families.
Yeah, nice.
You know, try to help out, because, you know, they've been helping me out through the whole year, you know, putting me in the right spot to have the right conversations, you know, with people as far as, you know, moving and things of that nature. So, you know, you always want to look to turn around and to help back out. You know, the old thing, you know, as you step up, you know, you put a hand back and you pull someone up. You don't put a hand down there and push someone down.
Yeah. You were mentioning that you're running a lot more this time of the year than you normally do. Is there this year being the exception, of course, but I mean, typically, Michael, is there a best time of the year if you want to make a move where, you know, you can know that you'll be able to call somebody like the Moving Squad, get them out there pretty quick, you know, get it done.
To be honest, a lot of times, you know, if you stay about a month and a half out, you know, a lot of the companies will be able to get you worked in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're calling somebody a week out, week and a half out,
there's no best time for that.
There is no best time. There really isn't. You know, I try to keep a few slots here and there, but a lot of those times I need to use those slots for rest for my guys. You know, one of the worst things in the moving industry is a tired guy, because that's when I buy broken furniture, and that's the last thing I ever want to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I always try to set all my guys up for success, not for failure.
Sure. So month and a half out. What about when you get into the spring selling and buying season when it comes
probably
to
probably won't stay 2 months there.
At least.
I mean, I can tell you, you know, half of, you know, my January is mostly gone. Half of my February is gone.
Already, huh?
I've already got stuff sprinkled through March as well. So, you know, I mean, it's time to plan, you know, and if you know you're going to take advantage of these rates, I mean, I can tell you, you know, I refi my house.
I did too.
I dropped 2.25 points. I mean, I had an amazing rate now.
There's no reason not to.
I agree. I mean, I'm only 2 years into my current home, so I was excited that we were able to, you know, to get to the rate that we're at now.
What are you hearing from home buyers because of the so many people doing the refis right now? I tell you what, we did our refi. It took a whole lot longer than I thought it would. I don't know about your situation.
Took about 2.5 weeks.
See, mine took a lot longer than that. And I kept getting told, well, it's because it's a refinance and yada, yada. I think they're pushing me back of the line or whatever. But we finally got it done. We locked into a rate and were able to just barely get it in before that rate lock expired. But with so many people doing refis now, are you hearing any horror stories from people that are, you know, trying to buy homes that are having a hard time getting the mortgage done on time?
The only comments I've heard is as far as getting the appraisals done. That's really the biggest thing. So when you do your refi, there's a, you know, depending on the type of loan you have, you know, if you have to get the appraisal done, market, those guys are so backed up. That's the big thing I hear from a lot of people as far as being able to get everything ready to go to closing.
Mm-hmm.
you know, is the appraiser guys. Those guys are just so running so far behind. You know, they're running many a day, and they're still struggling to keep up. And then, of course, the people that are buying homes, you know, I'll go in and do an estimate, and, you know, our homes. I did one actually yesterday. Excuse me.
Day before, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah. If you're not working on Christmas Day, we're going to have warrants here.
No, the wife wouldn't have been happy, no. But on Wednesday, and, you know, their house sold so fast, they figured they would find a rental real quick because they're building. And it turned out there wasn't a rental they could find, so they actually went and bought a smaller house. And so I'm about to move half of their stuff into storage, half of their stuff into the rental while they build their house. Then I'll move them out to the new house, and then they'll...
So they actually bought a smaller house?
Yes.
While their house is...
because there was nothing on the rental market. Oh. And this is in Irmo. Wow. You know.
It's tight.
And, you know, I have another one that was in 29205. They had three rental houses. They ended up selling all the rental houses because they were having trouble trying to find... They wanted to move down to the beach. So they needed all that additional income so they could go in a cash offer to be able to beat some people out at the beach and buying stuff. I mean, the buying the houses is getting so aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not coming in with a cash offer and you're trying to ask for a contingency, they're you know, the home seller is skipping you and going to the one that's got
all cash.
Oh,
there's no reason for them to take that. Yeah. No reason at all. You're always a wealth of information when it comes to folks who want to do it on their own. I don't think I've ever asked you this question or not. I mean, is there like a kind of you get to a certain size home that you should never try to move yourself? It's got to, if it's bigger than X number of square feet, don't even try.
You know, to be honest, it's on the individual person and, of course, your timeline. But generically speaking, you know, about 1,300 square feet and less, as long as you got you know, two or three buddies, you know, a good solid day, you can do that in a day, no problem. But if you're getting to 15, 16, 2,000, 2,200 square feet, you need to have about five or six guys. You need to at least have two trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's talking about people getting tired. That's when walls get dinged, stuff gets dropped. And sure. So you've got to have the right amount of people if you want to try to do it in one day or 2 days. You know, the trend kind of lately with the closings being what they are, to where the closings be on separate days for buying and selling, you know, looking to rent trucks. I will say with, I guess, our delivery packages being what it is right now for all the different shippers.
Yeah, sure.
Good luck in finding a 16, well, 18, or 20-foot truck in town.
I saw a truck before Christmas came through the neighborhood. Delivering, I think it was Amazon packages. Mm. I guess it was an Amazon. They had leased a truck. And I can't remember what the name of the company was on
it's the
now,
big
but,
yellow one.
But I mean, this was a bit. It wasn't a company that leases trucks. It was a company that apparently they had just rented a truck from.
I got you.
It was some about a retail outlet or whatever. They're up and down the road with whatever this retail thing name was on the truck, delivering Amazon packages. I mean, they've gotten desperate trying to.
Well, I can tell you, you know, they. My partner Tim received several calls from people asking us to jump into that, and you know, we just don't have any spare trucks. All our trucks are moving, but I can certainly tell you what I used to be able to rent, you know, a 2 or 3 day rental for $300 is now going for $800.
Really?
Oh yes,
really.
And the reason they gave me was because of of all the shippers renting out all the trucks. And so, of course, that pushes everyone into a 26-footer. And so now, you know, those are somewhat scarce. You know, I've got my nice little spots that I can pull from that will make sure to hold trucks for me. But, you know, for your average person, you want to make sure, goes back to the old days of, even though you have a reservation, ensure and double check and triple check that your truck's there for you that morning. Don't call that morning. Call several days before.
Well, you saved me a lot of aggravation a year or two back when we were moving our kids from their apartment, and yeah, we were doing the same thing. And again, I don't want to point fingers at anybody here, but let's just put it this way: if you're going to rent a truck, work with a company-owned store, as opposed to the mom and pops on the side of the road who just happen to have a couple out front on the lawn. Because apparently in those situations, it's first come, first serve, even if you think you've got a reservation. That was my experience, at least.
That is 95%, 100% correct, sir.
Yeah.
So. Like I'll put the 95 and 100 together.
Nice how you do that.
Yes.
Kind of like May and April.
Yes, sir.
Michael Nicholson, co-owner of the Moving Squad, you need to make a move. Now's the time to start thinking about it. Don't think about doing it next week if you're planning on moving, you know, in February. Start now.
Yes.
Month and a half out already, right? So now's the time to be making your plans right now. Get that quote, Moving Squad. How can folks reach you, Mr. Nicholson?
The best way, phone number, that beautiful phone number, 803-915-SQUAD. That's 915-SQUAD-7782. Of course, the website, movingsquadsc.com. And I wanted to say thank you for being on the Carolina Connection Spotlight this past Thursday.
You were on the over on Watch Fox 57. The
other yes, morning. Sir.
Yeah, looking good, man.
Appreciate that.
Looking good. You've left something out, though.
ORS PSC 9859.
There you have it. Michael, have a happy new year, buddy.
God bless.